Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. Saturday is Armed Forces Day, and a number of events are planned in Lawton to celebrate, including the annual Armed Forces Day Parade. Here today to talk with us about all the activities is Logan Ralston, Projects Officer for the Lawton Convention and Visitors Bureau. Logan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about this year's Armed Forces Day Parade. What can our listeners planning to watch the parade expect to see?
This is going to be an Armed Forces Day parade to remember, specifically because it's the 150th anniversary of Fort Sill. And so the parade will be very similar to how it's been in past years, but I think that the entries are going to be fun to watch, more of a historical side. You know, we have some floats that'll be in there, historic regalia from Fort Sill and equipment, lots of businesses that are in town. And so it's going to be very similar to how we've had it in years past, but I think that the theme this year is what really makes it special with the history that we have with Fort Sill in our town.
You mentioned some historical aspects. What are some of the historical things that will be in the parade?
You will see some antique military equipment out there. You'll see different historical themes. And so we'll have that, but we'll also have antique car clubs and some very interesting participation.
You also mentioned floats. Any ideas to what some of those floats will look like?
No, I don't know myself. I'm going to be interested to see what they look like when they come. The businesses, I'm sure, will put on a fantastic job, but we haven't had any insight into what might be in, so I'm looking for the surprise as well as all the citizens of Lawton.
Well, it should be exciting to see what everyone creates.
Exactly. It's going to be kind of a surprise as well as a fun day to just be out.
How many entries are in the parade?
So the count is approximately 90, if I had to say, off the top of my head. We just did the lineup count. My counterpart at the CVB had lined them up. So I don't know what the official number is, but I know it was approximately 90 different items, entries.
There's more happening this weekend than just the parade. What other events are on the schedule?
So a big thing that's going on is that the Museum of the Great Plains is going to be open, and they'll be free to the public that day. And so if you've never been to the Museum of the Great Plains, you need to go. It's going to be free to the community. They also have the Sweet Temptations car show that's going to be out there from 9 until 5. That's going to be a really cool event. Lots of things. You'll see a lot of historic vehicles in the parade, and you'll see a lot of really cool cars down at the park. And then they also have the mayor's picnic in the park. They're going to have lots of different activities. I've heard maybe some food trucks and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens with that. But we're really excited because we also have Eats and Beats down at the Coliseum Friday before Armed Forces Day. We're just really happy to have so many different things going on in the community that we can really take pride in.
So tell me what the planning process for these events is like. What goes into making things like this happen?
Sure. We have a team that we have for putting these things together. A lot of it comes from Fort Sill. And then we have the CVB and lots of different organizations that go into it, the Chamber being involved with that too. So a lot of coordination between the City of Lawton, the Chamber, Fort Sill, and multiple entities within the community. We've been meeting on Armed Forces Day since the beginning of the year, and we really work to get as much information, as many entries into the parade. We just take a lot of pride in it, and coordination between the Chamber, the City, Fort Sill. These are big organizations. They take lots of paperwork to be filled out, and we're happy to do it because we want to make Armed Forces Day something that Lawton can take pride in and kind of is a staple thing that we do in our community.
Now, it's not something we necessarily want to talk about, but there is a chance of rain this weekend. What do our listeners need to do to keep track of any weather-related schedule changes?
We're definitely watching the weather, and we'll put that out if there are any changes right now. We're hoping that we'll hit a pocket in the weather, and we should be able to do the parade. However, if there are changes, we'll definitely be pushing that out on social media. We do have a contingency plan in place in case that happens, hoping that it'll take place as is. If not, be sure to go onto the Chamber social media page on Facebook and check and verify. And we'll be pushing it out to news entities as well.
All right. Before we change tracks, is there anything else about this weekend's events that you want to mention?
Just want to drive home the importance of coming out and supporting all of these organizations. They've done a fantastic job in providing good family-focused activities for our community. And I'm truly proud to have taken place in putting this on.
So looking at a larger context for the community, how important are events like this for bringing people into the Lawton Fort Sill community and promoting the community outside the region?
Tourism is the third biggest industry in Oklahoma. It's always important for any business to market and brand and to continue to grow as a company, and the city is no different. Tourism is like branding. You know, it's what people see. It's what people, when they come here, what they look to experience, and we want to people to see the beauty of Lawton and what Lawton has to offer, because we have a lot to offer in this community. I had a lady the other day call me from somewhere in Texas. She said that she lived a couple hours away and her husband wanted to come up for the Armed Forces Day, and so they were asking about different information about it, and it was a true testament to show that events like Armed Forces Day, they're staple community events. They bring in tourism. They bring in people into our city. And, you know, that's what we want. We want people to come in and see what we have.
Logan, is there anything else that you have for our listeners before we wrap up?
Well, we hope you come out and enjoy, and definitely keep an eye out on our social media Facebook page to see if there's going to be any changes with the weather that is coming this weekend. Hopefully it'll be good, but we just want to keep everybody informed.
All right. Logan Ralston, Projects Officer for the Lawton Convention and Visitors Bureau, joining us today to talk about the 2019 Armed Forces Day Parade and the slate of events scheduled around it this weekend. Logan, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
The 2019 Armed Forces Day Parade is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Saturday in downtown Lawton near Central Mall. The route will follow C Avenue to 11th Street, then north on 11th Street to Ferris Avenue, and from there to Elmer Thomas Park. For more information about the parade, including weather-related updates, visit the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.